And good morning, everybody, and what a beautiful weekend for baseball. And the home opener happened, and boy, it felt good to see the fans in the stands. It just was a better baseball game. And yesterday, the Giants beat the Rockies 3-1. A lot of things happened yesterday. As I said on Twitter before everything started, I said, things will happen in this game you'll remember forever. And that's what going to opening day at home is all about. It was a gorgeous day. The game turned out well for the Giants. They beat the Rockies 3-1. They've got game two coming up today and game three against the Rockies tomorrow. Then it's the Reds coming into town, a very hot team, and they beat Arizona last night in 10 innings. But it was a good night for baseball, getting all these home openers done all over baseball, and especially in San Francisco. So it's going to be a gorgeous day today. The sun will be out. It's Logan Webb on the hill, Chichi Gonzalez on the hill for Colorado as the Giants try to take this series from the Colorado Rockies. Let's bring in Bill Lasky. Bill, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Marty. How are you? And all the Giant fans have to be excited after yesterday's game, and you saw the excitement with the fans in the stands, and it all started with Ronnell Brooks Moon opening up the ceremony, and the ceremony was just stellar, like all the Giants' openings have been.
Hey, wasn't it nice, though, to get the feeling of fans, even 8,500 fans, whatever it was, they had them spread out throughout the whole ballpark, and it looked like the park was filled.
It sure did, and excitement was there. You know, heard Kruk and Kipe during the TV broadcast, and, of course, all the little screenshots of fans eating and laughing and enjoying the game, and you saw all the Giants apparel and all the fans, and it just brought back baseball that we haven't had in 2 years, because it's been 2 years ago since Bruce Bochy retired was the last home game. So it was definitely a great point for Giant fans and a great Giants win to add on to it.
Well, let's talk about Johnny Cueto a little bit. And, Bill, you've been there yourself as a major league pitcher. He goes 8 1/3. He throws over 100 pitches, close to 120. And Kapler came out earlier in that ninth inning, and it looked like he was going to pull him at that point. And looked at Johnny, looked at Posey, a lot of chatter going back and forth, and he let Johnny stay in there. You've been in situations like that before, I'm sure. What was that like for Cueto yesterday?
Well, I was just glad he went out and talked to him. I think last year he learned about the veteran pitchers from Gausman to Cueto. We talked about Cueto last year getting pulled early. And I think Buster Posey had a lot to say about that in that discussion, too. You saw Buster talking, and I think he pretty much told Gabe Kapler he still got it, and he looked at Johnny, and you know Johnny doesn't want to give up the ball, and it was a good sensation that I saw from him learning about his pitchers and learning about his starting pitchers. He threw a total of 118 pitches. He threw over 100 the first start, so the pitch count wasn't really hurting him. He had a shutout going, and I just thought it was a good pat on the back that Gabe Kapler gave, and I loved what he said in the post game. Hey, they were booing me. I've heard boos before, and I didn't want to get more boos at me if I took them out of the game, but he played off on it, and I thought that was really a good sensation for starting pitchers that he is going to talk to them. He is going to see how they are at that moment, and I thought he did a great job by keeping them in.
Well, the Giants' starting pitching has been the story, really. An earned run average under 3. The ball club is 4-3. They finally got a win for a starter yesterday for Cueto, but the starting pitching, Bill, 5 innings plus, pretty much. Logan Webb today, same kind of thing against Seattle. Starting pitching has been a very pleasant surprise so far.
It sure has. You're looking at 7 games of starters going 5 innings or more. Of course, Johnny came close to getting a complete game, and Jake McGee out of the bullpen has just been sensational. But it's getting those starters reps. It's getting them out there, getting more innings, and building up that stamina, building up the arm strength. And you know what? We can't say enough about the starting staff. They're doing exactly what Gabe Kapler wants to see. And you know what? You look at Bailey, and Bailey's got these guys' mindset. Go out there, get 3 outs, get back in. That rhythm, that relaxation on the mound, and faster pace. I like that out of the starters.
You know, I said this earlier, and we said in spring training, you know, the first 46 games, 30 of them, you think the Giants should win. I kind of put Cincinnati in there. That may not be so simple the way they're hitting the ball, and they beat Arizona last night. But you look at this team, they should beat mediocre teams. You know, they've got the offense down. Now, we'll talk about the offense in the show today because a lot of people, as you pointed out to me yesterday when we chatted, are not hitting. But they beat the mediocre teams, and they do it in convincing fashion.
They did last yesterday, and I tell you, Colorado coming in, they took two out of three from Arizona. They've been scoring a lot of runs, 45 runs up to today. And even though it's in Colorado, that's a team that lost Arenado, and they're trying to put their pieces together. And they're relying on Blackman and Story, and both of them have started off very slow. So I look at this Giants team, and of course, you and I looked at all the probable pitchers for this three-game series against the Rockies, and they should come out and score some runs today against Chichi Gonzalez with that left-handed lineup, and I'm looking forward to seeing what Gabe Kapler's put out there in this lineup today. They haven't posted it yet, but I'm looking for a high-scoring game, and I think that's going to get that excitement in that offense, and playing at home is definitely going to get that a little kick in that and in a bat of theirs.
Well, that's what you said last Sunday in flex and shut them out.
Well, I'm going to get right sooner or later, Marty.
Yeah, come on. You had them in double figures last Sunday.
I did. I wasn't expecting that one. I really didn't. Yeah, but, no, boy, flex and put a zero on the board for many innings. And today, I just think it's a little different playing at home and getting to relax a little bit and getting in your own clubhouse and laughing and joking. And that win yesterday definitely gave them some boost for this whole homestand.
Yeah, I think so. Chichi Gonzalez goes today. Bill, we'll touch on it briefly again. We've got a full show for everybody today. A lot of good guests. Susan Slusser is coming up next. But for Chichi, he was the number one pick of the Rangers back in 2013, the 23rd pick of the first round out of Oral Roberts. He's really had, again, an undistinguished major league career. The same thing was said about Flexen last Sunday. But this is one of those, he's been in two games, five innings pitched. You think this is one where they do have Chacin on this pitching staff. And whenever I see Chacin, I think of the Giants because this guy loves pitching in this park and against the Giants. So I could see Gonzalez for four and then Chacin after that. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't see Chichi is not going to last long. As you said, he's pitched a couple games out of the bullpen, two innings, three innings, both against the Dodgers. He came into camp. They took him off the major league roster. He came into a minor league contract going into spring training, and he had to pitch himself back on this team, in which he did. Changed a couple things in his motion. He's still a four-pitch pitcher, but nothing just, it's nothing outstanding. It's things that they can hit, 93-mile-an-hour fastball, a little slider, a little off-speed curveball. And, you know, the Giants have some good numbers against them, so I'm looking for it. Like I said, Marty, big numbers, double-digit numbers. Let's see if I'm going to get right sooner or later.
You have to be right eventually. Let's put it that way.
Keep throwing it out there, right?
Yeah. Well, he goes against Logan Webb. I call him Sluggo. From the old Nancy comic strip.
That's a great call.
He looks like a Sluggo.
He does.
So he goes today, and, Posey will catch him. He didn't catch him last time, but I imagine Posey will catch him today, and I think that's going to be a huge, huge difference for Logan Webb.
A total confidence builder, and we saw it in spring training when Posey just kept pumping change-ups that were working and the movement of the change-up and then the fastball mixing it in. Even though Caselli called a good game, he put too many change-ups down once he got ahead. He got hurt on 2-2 change-ups. Gave up a home run, gave up three doubles in a row. And I just think a mixture of Buster Posey and the confidence factor will help Logan Webb in the early innings. And that's what you need out of Logan. Get some confidence in those early innings, early zeros, and see how far he can go.
Okay, very good. All right, we're going to take a break. Susan Slusser, who covers the Giants for the Chronicle, is going to come up next. And Bill and I are going to chat. Bill, you've got a couple of good guests coming up. Corey Sullivan will be with you, one of the analysts for the Rockies. We've got Bruce Jenkins coming up. And we'll touch on Jackie Robinson weekend. The Giants, it's April 15th, and the Giants are off that day. So we're going to talk a little bit about Jackie Robinson, and then Kerry's going to join us, and we've got a good show for you right up until we turn it over to the Giants. So Susan Slusser coming up next. You're listening to KNBR 104.5 and 680, the sports leader.